Carla Bruni there, the former First Lady of France, with Little French Song. There's usually long queues of customers at Agathe Kerr's Patisserie in South Melbourne Market, where buttery croissants are a big seller. Recently, Agathe added a small outlet in the Royal Arcade in the city, and she talked to Veronica Matheson, our reporter, about her other expansion plans.
Now, Agathe, croissants are some of Melbourne's best. I mean, in fact, many people say you're the croissant queen. But you learnt to make croissants in Paris, which is your hometown, the best place to eat them.
Yes, I was born in Paris, and I learned to make them. I learned in a school. I did an intensive course, actually, because it was not my original career in France. I did something completely different. Yeah, I wanted to change of career, so I enrolled in a patisserie school, and that's where I learned everything.
What were you doing before?
I was an IT consultant for a big American company.
That's very different. Why did you make the change?
I guess, so I spent 15 years working as a consultant, which I actually enjoyed. But my husband is Australian, and we decided to come back to live here in Melbourne, and I just thought maybe now is the time to do something different. And I didn't really know what to do. I just wanted something new and exciting and also related to France. And I know Australians love France, so I thought about wine, food, pastry, and I just went one afternoon to a class on the Champs-Élysées, like a pastry class. And I just spent the afternoon there, and we made a fraisier, which is a strawberry cake, and I just loved it. I didn't expect to love it, but I loved it. And then I did a lot of things on my own at home, and then I enrolled in the school.
And you learned how to make buttery croissants.
Yes, I learned. We learned a lot of things. We learned all the basics for patisserie, and part of it was also making croissant and brioche. And I really like the working with the dough because it's alive, the yeast, you know, it's always different.
And now your patisserie in the South Melbourne market, that's always busy. You always have queues. Everybody wants to have your croissants. But now you've changed a lot of the croissants. They have very interesting ingredients.
We try to always have the traditional ones. But also, we thought it would be nice to play a little with the original recipe. So we started making some matcha croissant. So we just put the matcha powder in the dough and we filled the croissant with the red bean paste.
It's a sort of a tea flavor, is it?
Yes, it's a Japanese green tea. Yes, it's a different flavor. It's quite earthy, but it's very popular. And so that was a big success. So then we made more, so we also have a pandan croissant. So pandan is a Malaysian plant.
Yes.
And so we incorporate it also directly in the dough, which I think is something that not too many people do.
You call that one a?
Pandan, just a leaf, and you can find it in Malaysian or Indonesian dessert. And so in the croissant, it gives us a nutty flavour. It's really hard to describe. It's very subtle, but it just gives some nutty fragrance to it, which is nice.
And it probably gives it a good colour too.
Yes, it's green, so it makes it quite different.
And laksa, you have a laksa croissant too.
Because I love laksa. I never had laksa in France,
mm-hmm.
And when we arrived here, I just had laksa and I loved it so much. I thought, oh, that would be so good in the croissant, and I love chili. So we just incorporate the laksa paste in the croissant dough, and then we glaze it with also a laksa paste and coconut cream, and finish with coriander. It's a very different one, this one, where it's savoury, but it's also really popular. Most people really like it.
And squid ink.
Yes, squid ink. I don't know, I started eating pizza made with squid ink in the dough, and I liked it, so I thought maybe that can work too in the croissant. And I actually love all the different colours. I think they make our shop really happy. And And they're natural colors too, so I thought like squid ink would be perfect. So we put the squid ink in the dough, and then we also add the nigella seed. So it gives like a cumin flavor to it. We don't have them every week. I know some people think they're going to come and we'll have all of the colors. We alternate every month, but we usually have at least three different kinds of those special flavored croissants.
Because making them is quite time consuming, isn't it?
Yes, it's very, very time consuming. We cannot make too many, and also our shop is very small. So it's really tricky because we need a lot of space to make croissants. And we really struggle. So we really do the best we can. And we actually work 6 days a week just to make enough stock for the 4 market days. And also we have a little shop in the city.
Tell me about your little shop in the city.
Yes, it's in an aisle of the Royal Arcade. It's a little hole in the wall. It's just a window that we can open, and we just sell from that window. So it's really super small. Only one person can sit in the shop, and it's under a staircase.
Oh, it's very Parisian.
Yes, it's a different one. But we have lots of people who work in the city, and they're very happy to find us there. And so, we get delivered by a bicycle courier too.
Oh, well, also a bicycle courier. That's very Parisian as well. You really have brought a touch of Parisian class to Melbourne.
Yeah, well, we try.
And this little hole in the wall, how did you find that?
Because I've always wanted to have a shop in the city. I love the city because it's always vibrant and lively, and there's so many quirky little places. I really love Melbourne. And I just thought it would be so nice to have my own little hole in the wall. And I was just walking in the Royal Arcade, and I just walked past a closed key cut shop, which was actually this shop. So it was closed and full of rubbish and keys, and it was abandoned. And I just contacted the arcade, and then they said that I could have it.
Perfect.
If I could transform it into something.
And so do you open that up early in the morning so that people can have breakfast of croissants?
Yes, we open between 7:30 and 8, and it's Tuesday to Friday.
So mainly office workers.
And tourists.
And as you say, your business is obviously thriving.
Yes, it's going well. When we started at the market 3 years ago, there was only three of us. And now, probably in total, there's 15 people working in the business, not all full-time. But yes, we had to ramp up production very quickly and also have more sales staff because the queue was becoming impossible to manage. But our limits is really the space at the market, because even for front of house, it's so small. So when there's four or five of us, we just walk on each other. But we do the best we can.
It sounds as if you've got plans for expansion somewhere, Agatha.
Yes, well, I've just found a kitchen space which was available near the market. So I started fitting that out. And hopefully it will give us a little bit of relief and space to have more production for the market, but also to be able to sell, you know, somewhere else. I might open that kitchen to the public on days the market is closed. But at the moment, it's not ready. So that might be probably next year.
It sounds like you'll soon have croissants on sale around the suburbs too.
Yes. I don't know. I'm trying to take little steps. Because I already work super hard. And I also have, I have three children.
Woo.
And my husband works full time. And now we have a dog.
All very time consuming. Agatha, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. And good luck with your future expansion.
That was Veronica Matheson there speaking with Agathe Kerr. I'm really pleased to see that she's going well. We spoke to her 2 years ago and she just started at the market. So that's really great.